This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Israeli drone strike killed a senior Hamas leader in Beirut on Tuesday. More from Reuters correspondent Olivia DeZolino.
Lebanon's caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati called the strike a new Israeli crime and said it was an attempt to pull Lebanon into war. His office said he asked Lebanon's foreign minister to file a complaint to the United Nations Security Council. A spokesperson for the UN Secretary General called the strike extremely worrying.
Because of the escalating tensions and the fragility of the situation in the region, we are calling for maximum restraint from all parties.
Hezbollah has been exchanging near-daily fire with Israel across Lebanon's southern frontier since Hamas's attack in October.
That is Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reporting. Israel says it will defend itself against genocide accusations at the World Court filed by South Africa.
South Africa launched the case at the International Court of Justice at The Hague in the Netherlands. The African nation says the magnitude of death, destruction, and humanitarian crisis in Gaza from the Israeli military campaign against Hamas meets the threshold of genocide under international law. Alon Levy, an official in the Israeli Prime Minister's office, said,
"The State of Israel will appear before the International Court of Justice at The Hague to dispel South Africa's absurd blood libel."
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with the war, despite growing international pressure to scale back the offensive to protect Palestinian civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's two largest cities came under attack from Russian missiles that killed five people and injured as many as 130. As the war approached its two-year mark, and the Kremlin stepped up its winter bombardment of urban areas. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A series of powerful earthquakes that hit western Japan left at least 62 people dead Wednesday as rescue workers fought to save those who appeared and feared trapped under the rubble of collapsed buildings. Aftershocks continued to shake Ishikawa as a prefecture nearby areas of 2 days after magnitude 7.6 Tremblor slammed the area. First 72 hours are considered a crucial period to save lives after such disasters. Water, power, and cell phone service were still down in some areas. Residents expressed sorrow about their uncertain futures. A UK pilot and aviation expert said it was remarkable that all people aboard a passenger plane involved in a collision with a smaller aircraft in Japan had been evacuated successfully following a fire.
The passenger plane and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft collided on the runway at Tokyo's Haneda Airport on Tuesday and burst into flames, with five people on the smaller plane killed. Tim Atkinson, pilot and aviation consultant, says aircraft are not built to withstand a collision on the runway.
It'll be very important for investigators to work out the relative disposition of the two aircraft, the angle that the one on the ground was at as it was presented to the A350 on the approach.
All 379 people on the commercial Japan Airlines flight escaped safely before the plane was engulfed in flames. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The U.S. national debt has hit a record $34 trillion.
The Treasury Department reports the national debt eclipsed the $34 trillion mark several years sooner than pre-pandemic projections. The Congressional Budget Office's January 2020 projections had gross federal debt eclipsing $34 trillion in fiscal year 2029. But the debt grew faster than expected because of a multi-year pandemic starting in 2020 that shut down much of the U.S. economy. The government borrowed heavily under then-President Donald Trump and during the Biden administration to stabilize the economy and support a recovery. But the rebound came with a surge of inflation that pushed up interest rates and made it more expensive for the government to service its debts. Norman Hall, Washington.
Finland and Sweden have recorded their coldest temperatures this winter as a cold spell grips the Nordic region. Thermometers in northern reaches of Sweden have plummeted below minus 40 degrees Celsius. Swedish broadcaster SVT has reported that one indigenous village in northern Sweden has recorded the temperature of minus 41.6 degrees. Train operators in Sweden say the cold snap has caused substantial problems to rail traffic in the north. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.